The more you think about it, the clearer it is that it is hard for a doormat to hunger and thirst for what is right. People who hunger and thirst for what is right cannot help but run into conflict with those whose interests are tied up in what is not right. Jesus himself is a good example of this, since his yearning for what is right led him into direct conflict with the authorities of his day. Often, when people cite Christian meekness, they also use a phrase from slightly later on in the Sermon on the Mount. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. Various commentators on this passage have questioned whether we have, through the years, misunderstood what Jesus was saying here. If you hit someone on their right cheek, you have to use either the back of your right hand or your left hand. Either of these was the sign of the most profound disrespect. Turning the other cheek would insist on them striking you with their right hand as an equal. If this is true, then what Jesus might have meant here was that his followers should stand up to those who oppress them and others with a quiet dignity. Turning the other cheek is not a giving in to bullies, but, with a spirit like that of Jesus who faced death with gentle dignity, it is a quiet standing up to all those who seek to oppress, and insisting that we, and those for whom we seek justice, be treated with dignity and respect.